We hear today the words of our Savior Jesus, who said, what's recorded in Matthew 11. We read verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. If illness or injury causes you serious pain, you look for something to bring relief, right? Medication, maybe, or medical treatment. Maybe it's surgery. Whatever it takes to alleviate, better yet, eliminate the underlying problem. Now, in those circumstances, we look to someone other than ourselves, a pharmacist or a doctor providing what we need. We depend on medical professionals because they have what we don't. Expertise, skill, training. Of course, as Christians, we gladly know and live by this principle that doctors, medications, hospitals, and so forth are nothing more than tools in the hands of God. He's the one who heals the body. And He can do it through the gifts of modern medicine. When needing medical help, relief for the human body that you have, we look to Him in prayer. Even more so, when in need of spiritual treatment, when the soul needs relief, we look to Him. If you're feeling the pain and pressure of sin, you have a perfect prescription, a treatment plan, in the gospel of our text. It's Jesus who brings great relief, perfect relief. He does that by removing the heavy burden of our sins. When I first heard it years ago, I found it surprising to learn that the holiday season, Christmas time, can be a time of depression for some people. I suppose the reasons why would vary person to person. A problem like that can be a self-inflicted thing, though. By nature, we try to carry the burden of sin, and we just can't do it. At some point, sooner or later, that burden would wear you down. Maybe you know what it's like from experience, how troubling a guilty conscience can be. Maybe you've lost your temper and you said some things you shouldn't say, hurtful things to another person. Or maybe you took advantage of someone for personal gain. Or we neglect our God-given duties. We let selfishness control our thoughts and actions. We commit the sin, whatever it is. And then what happens? Once you realize what you've done, the conscience feels guilty. And guilt, if prolonged, if unresolved, can lead to other negative emotions grabbing on, taking over. Fear comes from guilt, and so does despair. Because of guilt over our own sins, we forget about the grace of God, and we lose our focus on the hope of heaven. Instead of having what other chapel speakers this week have mentioned as really good things, hope, joy, gratitude to God, in its place, guilt would lead to worry, even fear, that God will judge and condemn us. Well, Jesus has come and wants to eliminate that kind of burden. He says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's not talking about physical exertion or tired muscles, right? He's talking about people concerned about their sins. He's talking to you and me. Is there a burden of sin and guilt weighing you down? Take it to Jesus. He unloads it off of you and puts it on Himself before that burden, that weight becomes an anchor tied to hell. He carries it away to the cross and He gets rid of it once and for all. It's all part of that rescue plan. God's plan of Christmas, Good Friday, Easter. Jesus became accountable to God for all the sins that we commit. God set it up that way. It's in the blueprint of the Old Testament prophecies, what Isaiah foretold. The Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. The judge has put all of our guilt on Christ. And Christ accepted that. He became the guilty one by transfer. The guilty one that God would deal with and punish with all that His justice required. And that would include the torments of hell. Yes, in many ways this defies human comprehension. But that doesn't make it any less true. The fact remains, when God puts all of the guilt on Christ, it's no longer on you. So, if you still feel that heavy weight in your hearts, there is a source of relief. Don't try to hide your sin, bury it, or pretend it didn't happen. That's not going to work. Don't try to make excuses for your sins or make up for them. That's not going to work either. We do have to acknowledge the problem we've caused for ourselves and accept all the blame. We confess our sins to God and then take them, all of them, to the cross of Christ. That's where the Lord has settled the issue. Remember this. God is not doling out His forgiveness a little bit at a time. His forgiveness ever remains a comprehensive package deal. With Jesus in view and His sacrifice already carried out on your behalf, in your place, God looks at your entire life, past, present, and future, from birth to death. And because of Christ, as judge, He gives this decisive verdict, all-encompassing. You're spotless. You're not guilty. You're forgiven. So with that reality in mind, guilt feelings for the Christian are what? For the believer who repents, they're not necessary anymore. Unwanted baggage. When God forgives you because of Christ, you're left with one option. Apply that forgiveness to yourself as the reason to let go of the burden of sin. And then you have in its place what Jesus gives, rest for your souls. And that's going to include the joy of salvation restored, the hope of heaven, eternal life back in its rightful place. All part of that easy yoke, which we won't talk about today, but nevertheless, it continues to harness you and me to our Savior God. Amen. Let us close our worship with hymn 65. We will sing stanzas 1 and 5, stanzas 1 and 5 of hymn 65.